Episode 3. This is the third part in our 15th annual pro-life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. 2 weeks ago, in episode 1, we were reminded of how adamantly Satan is out to destroy married life. It is a full court press on Satan's part. Satan is not trying to destroy paperclips. He's trying to destroy marriages. Why? Because marriage is holy. Marriage is sacred. Marriage between a man and a woman is a reflection of the love among the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Married men and women have the awesome power to cooperate with God in bringing future saints into the world. No wonder Satan is determined to destroy marriage. But even though we know that Satan is doing an excellent job at destroying marriage, we know that our Lord doesn't leave us to fight the devil alone by ourselves, because Jesus is so good to us. Jesus, in his love and mercy, gives Christian men and women supernatural graces to resist the lies and the temptations of the devil. Last week in episode 2, we talked about the beginning of the year of faith. And we talked about making an act of faith in what God reveals to us, especially about marriage. We know that God has revealed to us in the Bible that God made a suitable partner for man. The Bible says clearly that the partners that Adam picked for himself were not suitable partners. So God, in his love and mercy, made a suitable partner for man. It was a woman. It was a beautiful choice, because it was God's choice. Almighty God reveals to us that he, God, made men and women as lifelong partners for each other in marriage. And so even if we don't like it, even if we don't agree with it, even if we don't understand it, even if we find it very difficult, Almighty God is calling us to make an act of faith in what he reveals to us about marriage, that marriage is between only one man and one woman for a lifetime. For us who are Christians, we simply believe because God tells us, and what he says is truthful. No good Christian can say, I don't believe all the things that God tells me, without also saying to God in his face, God, you are a liar. If we don't believe God, what we are really saying to God is, you don't tell me the truth. On the contrary, Jesus says, I am the truth. You've got to trust me, you guys. Do you really believe what you just sang in the responsorial psalm? For we place our trust in you. Jesus says, you got to trust me, you guys. Believe me. Why do you doubt? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Persist not in your unbelief, but believe. This week we begin episode 3 with a question someone asked me after last week's sermon. After last week's sermon, somebody came up to me and said, Father, I personally believe that marriage is between only one man and one woman, but who am I to force my belief on someone else? It sounds a lot like the letter Bishop Quinn received last week. Dear Bishop Quinn, shame on the current leadership of the church. The Catholic Church is attempting to force its dogma on all people. Have you heard anyone say something like that? Don't force your faith on me. You can believe what you want. I can believe what I want. Don't force your religious beliefs on me. Have you heard anybody say that? Now, I would like to say, for the record, that of course, we do not force our faith on anyone. Like the Lord Jesus himself, we invite everyone to believe in Jesus. We invite and encourage everyone to make an act of faith in what Jesus tells them. This is what today's World Mission Sunday is all about. We have been going into the whole world inviting all people to believe the good news that Jesus Christ promises to us. We don't force anyone. Each person is free to believe or not to believe. Some people we saw believed in Jesus, and we also saw that some people did not believe in Jesus, and they went away very sad, like the rich young man in last week's gospel. But here is the important point that I want you to remember from today's episode 3. What we believe about marriage is not only known by faith. What we know about marriage is first known by reason. Let me say that again, because that is the core of this week's homily. What we know about marriage is not only known by faith, what we know about marriage is also known by reason. Faith and reason. There are certain things that we believe only on faith. For example, we could never have discovered, even though we are absolutely brilliant, I mean, we are really intelligent, but we could never have discovered with our brilliant human reason alone that there are three persons in one God. Three persons in one God is indeed reasonable. In other words, it's not contrary to reason, but we could have never discovered with our own brilliance and intelligence, we could have never come to know by reason alone that we have one God in three persons. God had to tell us that. We believe in the Trinity based on faith. On the other hand, that there is a God, that a God exists, we can know from our reason. I don't have to have faith to know that God exists. Some things are known by faith, some things are known by reason. In the moral world, it's the same way. I can know what is right and wrong based on faith and based on reason. For example, God says in the Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not kill." So, I know I shouldn't kill because God tells me not to kill. I believe him. That's by faith. But you don't even have to be Christian, and you don't even have to be religious to know you shouldn't kill people. We know from our reason that we shouldn't kill people, from a law written in our hearts. This is what St. Paul talks about in Romans chapter 2, verse 15, when he says, "The Gentile pagans show that what the law requires is written on their hearts." So St. Paul says, even the non-believers, those without faith, know what the law requires because it's written on their hearts. This law written on our hearts is called natural law. Natural law is an inner law written on our hearts. Natural law are the moral laws based on human nature, laws that are naturally and instinctively known by human nature. For example, thou shalt not kill. For example, do good, avoid evil. It's the first principle of natural law. We do not need religious faith or a supernatural divine revelation to know that we should choose good and avoid evil. When state and federal law says, "Don't you murder," are they forcing faith and dogma on us? No. We don't need religious faith or supernatural revelation to know we shouldn't kill people. It's part of natural law. So, back to the point of this episode. What we know about marriage is not just known by faith. What we believe about marriage is also known by reason. And so we do not need religious faith or supernatural divine revelation to know that marriage is between only one man and one woman. We can know that through reason. by the natural law written on our hearts. For example, last Monday, October the 15th, Bishop Quinn had a meeting about marriage in Rochester. He was joined by religious leaders who were Muslims, Mormons, Jews, and Lutherans. Interesting. Why? Some of those people aren't even Christian. Why? Because you don't need to be Christian or religious or faith-filled to know that marriage is between one man and one woman. We know that marriage is between one man and one woman by looking at human nature. Now, as you're well aware, in today's modern world, there are some people who want to redefine marriage. They want to say, if I had a whiteboard, I would write this out. They want to say that love plus commitment equals marriage. That is the most ridiculous definition of marriage I have ever heard. I know a lot of parents, I'm looking at them right now, who love their kids and are committed to their kids. Is that a marriage? Of course not. I know a lot of grandparents, I'm looking at them right now, who love their grandkids and are committed to their grandkids. Is that a marriage? Of course not. I know my awesome teachers at St. Felix Catholic School. We have excellent teachers. I know that they love their students and are committed to their students and to Catholic education. But in the state of Minnesota, should that be legally recognized as a marriage, the relationship between my teachers and the students? Of course not. That's silly. Love and commitment do not equal marriage. Marriage is a lifetime, free, total, faithful, and fruitful covenant between one man and one woman for the purpose of the procreation and the education of children. That's what marriage is. Redefining marriage as something other than this definition is ridiculous. It's just as ridiculous as when I showed my kindergarten students a picture of a very large, four-legged gray animal weighing 24,000 pounds with a very long trunk, two ivory tusks, and great big huge ears. And I said to my kindergartners, "This is a giraffe." And they went, they went, "Oh, Father, that's not a giraffe." I said, "This is a giraffe." And they said, they said, "No, Father, that's an elephant." And they looked at me like I was weird. I said, "No, it's a giraffe. I would like to redefine this gray, four-legged creature with the long nose and the tusks and the ears. I'm going to redefine that as a giraffe." And they looked at me like I was weird. Why? Don't you think I should force my definition of giraffe on an elephant? Of course not, because it's not in harmony with nature, with the real world. A few weeks ago, I said, trying to be funny, that the mascot at St. Felix School was a bumblebee. And someone politely said to me, "Father, it's a yellow jacket." And I said, "Bumblebee, yellow jacket, wasp, hornet, same thing." And the person said, "It's not. It's not. They're different." I was clearly wrong, because I wasn't looking clearly at nature. On one of those beautiful fall days when I was out walking along the Mississippi River, I said to one of my friends, I said, "It's great to have you here in Wabasha." I said, "Look at that beautiful, beautiful bald eagle." And they said to me, "Father, I hate to tell you, but that's a hawk." And I said, "Hawk, eagle, same thing." And they looked at me with this disgust And they said, you've lived in Wabasha that long and you don't know the difference between a hawk and a bald eagle? And I said, hawk, eagle, big deal, same thing. It's not the same thing. To call every love relationship a marriage is ridiculous. I don't need to be Christian. I don't need to be religious. I don't need to have a special divine revelation from God to know the difference between an elephant and a giraffe, between a bumblebee and a yellow jacket, or to know the difference between an eagle and a hawk. I just have to look at reality a little bit longer and more carefully to discover the difference. Redefining marriage as something other than the definition we find in nature is as silly as me trying to redefine the animals. We do not need religious faith or supernatural divine revelation to know that marriage is between only one man and one woman. We can know this through our reason, through the natural law written in our hearts. If our human laws, like the laws in the state of Minnesota, or our federal laws, go against this inner law, that go against natural law, there are going to be serious problems. For as St. Paul says, even the Gentile pagans know that what the law requires is written on their hearts.